live. You can dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves as we launch into the second hour of the program. Joining you this evening is Ian.
JJ.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. freetalklive.com is the place to go. So head on over there and enjoy those features. In fact, it's completely free. Unlike those other talk shows that want to charge you a monthly fee for their sites, we give it away. In fact, you can actually control the content of the site. So everything that you see on that main page in the main column there, all of that was created by listeners like you. So as you're surfing around on the web, you find something that you think's interesting that you'd like to share with our listeners, maybe a blog post or news article or video, you can just submit it as show prep, and then other listeners get to vote as to whether they like or dislike the suggestions. The most liked will make it to the front page and the top of the website. So go and get interactive over at freetalklive.com. Coming up, an update on a man who set himself ablaze here in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, yesterday afternoon. We've got the details on that story as to why. Because yesterday, nobody knew anything. It was just some guy set himself
on
fire.
Story. Yeah, amazing story, but, you know, no backstory.
Now we know more. We will elucidate you and an update from Orlando as well, where the civil disobedience of feeding people continues, and people continue to be put in cages because they are feeding hungry people. But first, we go back to Kurt in Michigan. Now, Kurt, we were talking about this age-old debate now on Free Talk Live of what about the term anarchist? And you're defending it. You're saying it's worth rescuing, that that it should be rescued because, well, Ian, you'll put in time to try to change people's minds about the term citizen. However, the difference is, and there's a couple of important differences. One, people don't have an emotional attachment of violence that kind of surrounds the idea of hurting other people when it comes to the term citizen. Citizen is just something that's been indoctrinated into them, kind of brainwashed. That kind of misinformation is much easier to counteract than the misinformation of this popular culture term of anarchist that essentially says that an anarchist is a violent bomb thrower who will destroy things, and that you should be very afraid of them. So I think that counteracting one versus another is an entirely different story. And number two, then you've got Mark's point about how, you know, the term anarchist, or I don't know if it was your point, Mark, but the term anarchist is a very negative term. It means no rules or no rulers. And that's not how I want to position myself. It's why I don't call myself anti-government. I call myself pro-freedom. So anarchist is a negative term, sort of like atheist is a negative term. It defines yourself by what you're not, or what you're not in favor of. And I'd much rather define myself in what I'm in favor of, which is voluntary or consensual interactions between human beings, which is why the term voluntarist. In fact, JJ is wearing this is what a voluntarist T-shirt looks like here tonight. Boom. And that's one of those things that gets conversations started instead of anarchist, which gets people running and hiding.
But JJ will still support the term anarchist.
Apparently, apparently he's on your side tonight, Kurt, even though he's wearing a voluntarist shirt.
If you can work towards attaching the appropriate level of violence to the word citizen, because there is an appropriate level of violence there, I think that we can work on detaching the inappropriate level of violence that has been attached to anarchy.
Well, get to work on that there, Kurt, because I'm not going to help you with it.
Yeah, I just like I like the term anarchist because it's cool, man. You know what? That's why.
Well, it's cool if you want to be, I mean, so,
if I want to be me, if I want to be an individual, Mark, what, you have a problem with me not going
off
your voluntary?
You can write cannibal on your T-shirt as
rapist,
far as I'm concerned. Right. Yeah, I'm not a rapist. I just like to enact it.
I just
whatever.
Have a rapier.
Whatever.
It's
an extraordinarily bad term.
Go ahead,
I'm not a rapist, I just believe in compulsory love.
Oh, dear. Oh, my. I'm sorry, I even went there. Kurt, anything else you want to share tonight?
Well, everybody out there who's listening, who's been listening for only, you know, 3 months, 6 months, a year, consider joining the AMP program. Consider giving, I mean, $3 a month is all they ask. 5 is better. 10 is even better than that. But, I mean, as you can see, this is one of the only shows on the air where you can actually speak of real issues. And
that's true.
Thank you guys for that.
Thanks, Kurt. We appreciate you being out there, and we'll see you in just a few days. He's on his way up here, maybe in just a couple days. He's on his way up to New Hampshire for the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and we're going to be heading out, I think, I don't know if you're going out on Monday, JJ.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, we're all heading out Monday, so we'll be there doing the show as of Monday night, and we'll be doing Free Talk Live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival throughout the week.
Well, now, I normally wouldn't take questions from chat, but this is related to the Porcupine Freedom
sure.
Festival, and they want to know if the video cam is going to be on for the
No, that's not possible.
Okay.
People always ask about that, and it's not even that's not even a remote possibility. We are in the woods. There is an internet connection at Rogers Campground. However, if there are 800 or 1,000 people there, then a good portion of them
bogged down.
A good portion of those folks are attempting to use that internet connection, and you're probably dealing with DSL. It's not likely they've got cable out there, so you're probably dealing with a fairly slow on the scale of broadband connections. Yeah, there's not even a chance. We can't stream audio out of that, let alone video. It's just not possible. So we have to use old technology. We have to use old, plain old telephone system technology. We take a regular landline phone line from the office of Rogers Campground, put an extension to it, runs about 100 feet of phone cord out to our location where we do the show, and that's how we connect. We've got this what they call a codec. It's an old audio codec. It's a dedicated piece of hardware. You plug a phone line into it. It's a modem. I mean, you remember the old modems?
Yeah.
It's one of those, and it's designed to connect up to another one of its same ilk on the other side of the phone line. Our network has one of those, so we connect to them, and so it essentially gives us the full phone line bandwidth, which ain't much, but it's enough to do a radio
show.
They
do compression and things like that to make it work.
Right, so it doesn't sound crappy like you're on a phone.
Right.
It sounds decent. It's arable quality, and because we're the only ones on the phone line, there's no issues, so we're able to pull off the show throughout the week, but man, trying to do the archives afterwards is hell.
Wow.
Like trying to actually do anything over their internet. I actually had to hook up my cell phone and tether it in order to even get anything done last year. So if you're coming up expecting to be all productive on the internet, you should change your plans.
I'll just catch up at work during the day and party at night.
I wish I wasn't going to bring my Wi-Fi device at all, because it's a very good pleasure to have of going up there and not being connected and just taking a break, a breather period.
Sure.
But with all the scheduling and organizing that I'm a part of, I definitely want to be, on task.
Maybe next year I'll call the cable company and see if I can have another line dropped out there and, bring out a router just so I can have my own internet connection.
Yeah, there you go.
That's how much Ian wants to relax.
Hey, man, teach his own.
Hey, I'm there at work, man. It's not really a vacation for me. So 1-800-259-9231. It's like a working vacation.
What you do isn't work.
Well, I mean, I have to be somewhere at a certain time, so, I mean, I'm having fun.
You don't even have to be sober. I mean, come on, it's not work.
I'm having fun, and yeah, I do need to be mostly sober to do the
I've seen you at Porkfest!
Hey, man, it stays at Porkfest, all right?
I never agree. This is an unsigned contract. It's a dead letter.
Let's continue here with your calls. Gene is calling all the way from China. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Lines. Hello, Gene. Gene? In China.
Hi.
Hey.
I'm calling on my magic, Jack, so I hope everything works out all right.
Sounds crisp and clean. Go ahead.
Good. I wanted to give you a report on this visit to China. I've learned a few things that I didn't know before.
Okay.
And, of course, things are growing very quickly here. Everywhere you go, there's construction. We did have a contrast this visit because we also visited just for a few hours. We actually got to go into Tokyo. And
Japan. We spent
a few days on Saipan. And Saipan is an American territory, of course. It's run by the U.S. of A. And it has become a gigantic welfare queen, basically.
Hmm.
Everything in Saipan is supported by the U.S. The standards are low. The quality is poor. And then compare that to China, where we are currently at, and everything is being built up brand new, and the quality is improving. And
so, why is their government
now? It's not a complete free market, of course. They do have regulations, but it's a lot freer than the market we have at home.
So,
the regulations they do have, number one, they're less; they're not as stringent, and number two, they're poorly enforced. So, both of those things help to promote business.
So, why is their government more efficient than our government then?
Why is their government what?
Well, I mean, their government's doing all this building, right?
No, the building's being done by private interests.
Oh, it's my understanding that their government was building
all
this.
You guys are always talking about private roads and how they would work.
Gene, stick with us. We'll bring you back here in a moment. You can tell us the remainder of your observations from China. That's where he's calling from. I have no idea. I guess it's Magic Jack, so he's probably not even paying for the call. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine. Give your kids the nutrition they need to be their best. Visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. Telling your child about healthy food choices is important, but showing her what to eat goes a lot further. Have her help create the grocery list, then bring her to the store with you. Picking out healthy foods together helps kids get in the habit of thinking about what they're eating every day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. You'll find all kinds of features there. They are free. Go on over and enjoy the bulletin board system at bbs.freetalklive.com. You can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. All of it completely free for you at bbs.freetalklive.com. Oh, sorry. It's so bad when I do this.
Yeah.
Try to keep it under control. Now, it's not fair. It's not fair to come back from break laughing. So, Mark, now you have to explain yourself.
Oh, no.
We were just talking about things that are going on in the Free Keen Forum. It's just it's amusing to
see. It's not the Free Keen Forum. It's actually the Free Keen Comments section. Okay. What's been happening there is, of course, there's a lot of activity right now at freekeen.com due to this man setting himself ablaze yesterday. Here in Canada, we do need to get to the details on that, and we will here in a little bit. But essentially, what's going on is when I first posted the news about this man setting himself afire, it was in front of the county courthouse, and I speculated to say that, well, there must be a reason why this guy chose the front of the county courthouse to set himself on fire. And I suggested that maybe they wronged him. Maybe he felt like he was wronged by that courthouse. And so our local trolls decided to jump on that. You're speculating! You don't know! He could have randomly chosen to go in front of that courthouse. We don't know what's going on!
That much is true.
Well, now we found out.
It's what we call speculation.
Yeah, now we found out what the truth is, and... Well, those who speculated in that way were correct, and as a result, there have been
usually
some...
when people plan to kill themselves, I mean, and especially if they're doing it in a sober fashion, they're going to plan. They're going to be very intentional about all the things they do. I mean, I don't think you went out on a limb. I certainly feel like
right.
I would have held you to account.
But
on that.
So in the comments section, you know, anybody can post. It's completely anonymous, and so people have kind of there's a little war going on right now between people, and you were chuckling over that.
Yeah, indeed.
So you can go to freekeen.com, see that for yourself.
If you've ever been the victim of an injustice, as this guy felt he was, don't set yourself on fire. Get jurisdictionary.com. It's a course for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. Until you know the rules, you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. Costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and the 4-CD course is so easy the average 8th grader can learn it in a weekend. And, you know, I was reading what this guy had to say, and his complaint was that the court system's nothing like what he learned in civics class.
That's true.
Jurisdictionary.com is the course that you should have gotten.
He learned it the hard way.
Yeah. So, you know, if you're going to deal with the court system, you need to have to, you know, be familiar with it, and jurisdictionary.com is the way to do that.
Gene is still with us, the Christian anarchist calling from China with some observations from your trip thus far, and you're saying that the economy still continues to expand, that there's nowhere near the regulatory structure as the United States, and go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I was going on with the with your idea of public roads that you like to promote, private roads that you like to promote, and in China, that's how a lot of most of the freeway systems here are private roads. They're toll roads, of course, and we took a trip that took about 3 hours to go to this other city, and we spent most of that time on these toll roads, and it works with a card where you enter at a certain gate, and that starts your mileage, and then when you exit, that ends your mileage, and then the toll operator takes, you know, that amount of money from you to cover the tolls. Now, I learned that even though there was just one entrance and one exit, we passed through the ownership of about 5 to 7 different owners on that private freeway, and the money is divided up seamlessly to the road owners. So it's interesting that in a communist country, supposedly, we see private roads, and in a supposedly free country, we're seeing public roads. So,
government roads.
Taxpayer-funded roads.
Right.
Well, it shows
so
the marketplace
it's
will always
one
step
thing,
up.
And I've also noticed the tax structure, because we did have a dinner and spend some time with a friend of the family who happens to be the main tax collector. He's head of the taxing agency for a small city nearby Wuhan, and it's a 1.5 million residence area.
Jeez.
But he says that they don't even bother with the small shopkeepers and stuff. They don't tax them. The agricultural taxes that used to exist on the peasant farmers have been completely eliminated because the peasant farmers were all leaving the land and heading into the city where they could make money. So their response to that was to completely eliminate all taxes on peasant farmers.
Wow.
So they don't pay anything now. They are completely free. They grow their crops. They sell their crops. They don't have to pay anybody any tax at all.
Incredible. So it is
that's
incredible.
That's an interesting thing where they're trying to, they realize that taxes destroy industry. So they realize that in order to promote their agriculture industry, they have to reduce or eliminate the taxes on them.
That's preposterous. You have no evidence that this, the taxes decrease productivity. I mean, yeah, I was just listening to it in the presidential debate the other night.
Yeah, somehow we're not smart enough to figure that out, but these socialists over here have figured it out.
Now, Gene, have you, when you were on those private roads, did you notice, I mean, were they good quality? Was there any new innovations that the private business brought into the road structure or anything like that?
They are comparable with our road system, I would say. There's not really a whole lot different. They use a lot of cameras for traffic enforcement here rather than patrolling the streets. There are no state highway patrolmen cruising up and down handing out tickets. People are pretty much left alone on the freeways.
Well, you know, I think this is very interesting.
Crazy.
Well, I think this is very interesting, the idea of speed cameras. You know, people complain about them, and I'm not saying I support them or anything like that, but if the speed limit was really about safety, then they should have these cameras every mile, and they're going to be a heck of a lot cheaper than cops. You know, and you'd actually get people to go the speed limit. I think it seems to me that what the government really wants is they want you to speed. They have a line item for cops giving out tickets. They want to give the jobs out to cops. They want to have these guys sort of available so they can call them away. And one of the ways that they pay for them is by having them catch people who otherwise would be going faster that are trying to figure out, where's the cop? If you really want people to go slow,
yeah,
put a speed trap every mile with a camera.
It's just revenue generation. But
no doubt.
I want to close with a negative comment,
okay,
because, you know, I don't want everybody to think that China's a heaven and a place where, you know, we should all be moving to, because there's a lot of negative things going on here, and the
like
biggest
what?
That affects me most directly is the censoring of the internet,
because
I'd love to go to YouTube and look at all the Ron Paul clips, and of course YouTube is 100% blocked here.
Really?
Yes, Facebook is blocked.
Whoa.
But I don't even bother with Facebook, so I don't miss that.
Can you get to freetalklive.com?
In order for me to connect, yeah. Well, Free Talk Live is there. I'm on Free Talk Live frequently.
Excellent.
But we have to use a VPN connection. I use one of your advertisers on GCN, the Patriot Internet Service,
yep,
where they offer the anonymous
go quick,
connection.
Gene.
So I use their...
Quick.
I'm sorry?
Quick, go.
Oh, the VPN connection. You have to use it in order to get past the censoring. I hate that.
So there are ways to do it, then. If you know what you're doing, you can get past it. Thanks for the call, Gene. Appreciate hearing from you. Have a good, safe trip home. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. Self-immolation coming up. Free Talk Live.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combined combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. We've got features on our website, including the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, you can click and download. They're right there on the front page. The last week's worth there on the front page. And then if you click into the archive section, that takes you way back, all the way to late 2006, and all of it is free over at freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
JJ.
And Mark.
So, we've had some pretty big news happening here in our little Keene, New Hampshire, southwest corner of New Hampshire, where a man set himself on fire. But first, a quick update from Orlando, where for the past 2 weeks, more than two weeks now, I think, there have been activists from Food Not Bombs, as well as others who have just come out, I believe, to support them, who have been distributing food to folks in a local park. Apparently, from what I understand, I haven't seen the picture of this yet, but apparently the particular park at which they are distributing this food actually has a statue of Gandhi.
Wow. Amazing.
So, at a park where there's a statue of Gandhi, who's known for his civil disobedience, people are being arrested in mass for feeding people.
I hope they continue to do that.
Oh, they are.
And they go to jury trials.
I hope so, too. And I think that odds are good it will happen. I'm hoping. John Kurtz is down there. He is a gentleman who I met for the first time last year at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. He'd come up with like two carloads of people, liberty-loving people from Orlando. This Orlando contingent had come up. They were having a blast at Porkfest, and I guess they were inspired by some of the civil disobedience that has gone on here in New Hampshire, and so they kind of brought that brand of civil disobedience with them back down to Orlando, and ever since then have been kind of popping up here and there with some really outstanding civil disobedience. So his first one that he did was to go and defy the government's edict they passed this ordinance that said there shall be no feeding of anyone between the city hall and a 2-mile radius around city hall. And the idea is that some groups like Food Not Bombs get together in a public park. They feed homeless people. They'll feed anybody that's hungry, so it's not just homeless people.
Sure.
So they feed hungry people in the park, and that upsets some folks because they don't like homeless people, and a homeless person might take a dump in their front lawn.
They're blind on society.
The claim is that the homeless people are already in the park. I can understand why people wouldn't want homeless people brought to their neighborhood or something like that. I get it, but the claim is that the homeless people are already in the park.
Well, right, and of course it is a tragedy of the commons issue. This is the problem with having public parks or public anything, is that anybody supposedly is able to go there and do whatever it is that that pleases them.
And if these people don't like it, they can support local churches in that area that will then feed homeless in their building.
Yeah, but it's much easier to just use violence, which is what they've decided to do. And so they then said, well, if you're feeding more than 25 people in the park, we're going to arrest you. And so that's what started to happen, is these guys went out there, they got a big old container of soup and other food products that they're giving out to people, and the police come in, and they've been doing it every Monday and Wednesday morning. They come in, the police have been riding in on bicycles. They had 20 cops there this week.
Wow.
So just give you some idea of the police priorities. Now, I don't know. Orlando's a pretty big town. I'm sure they've got more than 20 cops on at any given time, but probably not that much more. So what portion of their police force are they dedicating to going and arresting peaceful people for handing out bowls of soup and sandwiches in the public park?
Well, they got to teach them, Ian. They got to teach them right that if you don't listen to us, well, you get the stick.
Well, apparently they're not learning because they keep coming back, and new people keep stepping up, too. It's not the same people being arrested, because one detail we didn't give you the other day just because we didn't have time. But one of the details is they're issuing no trespass orders against these people. So essentially they're trying to run through the numbers. They're going up, they're arresting everybody that's behind the table serving food. So you're usually sweeping up 3 to 4 people in any given day. So they grab 3 people, they arrest them, they put them in a police van, they take off. They come back 2 days later, because it's Monday and Wednesday, so they come back on Wednesday. They arrest the next group of people, and they're issuing them all no trespass orders. So they're essentially saying, okay, they're charging them with some sort of crime of, giving away food, and then they give them a no trespass, so they can't go back to the park unless they want to get a violation of a bail condition or a violation of the no trespass order. So they're just trying to see when they can put a stop to this. When will people stop showing up to feed these hungry people?
Yeah, just keep turning the screws. Eventually they'll cry out in pain, right?
Well, thus far, people have continued to show up every Monday and Wednesday. And last time we talked about it was on Monday, when they had a total of 15 people that had been arrested over the last 2 weeks. So there were 3 people arrested Monday. But then Wednesday, 6 people were arrested.
Nice.
So dramatically increasing the totals of the people arrested by over 33% in one day alone. They arrested 6 people. They even took food out of the mouths of a child, from what I understand.
Well, that sounds like the compassionate thing to do.
Well, that's, it's a little hyperbolic to say that, but at the time at which they were, and what that means is, and you can see the video footage over at the Orlando Cop Watch channel on YouTube, but what that means is the person who was being served at the time the police came to make their arrest was somebody who is probably no higher than your waist, JJ. I mean, this is maybe a 7 or 6-year-old person standing there, looking a little disheveled, looking perhaps, I don't know, homeless, but certainly hungry and poor, and this little girl was prevented from being able to eat by the actions of these men with badges.
Move along, nothing to see here.
It's horrifying.
Keeping us safe, I guess.
And they have people all over the place who are yelling at the police, go away. We don't want you here.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad to hear that.
Right. There's a large amount of people that are supporting these folks that are serving food to people. And of course, it doesn't matter. We know that doesn't matter. We had something similar happen here. I mean, it's not as ideal of a civil disobedience, but it happens here where Heike, one of the New Hampshire natives that lives around here in Keene, was enjoying a nice Sunday afternoon in the park. She was getting her breast painted. She was drinking from a beer, and
certainly not as ideal.
No.
But nonetheless,
they shut down her fundraising stand for the 100 Night Shelter during the Pumpkin Fest.
That's right. And so people gathered around in that particular case.
Oh, yes.
there were way more people than there were cops that were just telling the police, go away. We don't want you. Hey, don't we pay your salary? Aren't you supposed to be serving us? Well, serve us by going away and leave this person alone. And that's what they're saying in Orlando is get out of here. Stop this. You should be ashamed of yourself. And they just, you know, quietly do their thing. They've got their stone face on. They've got their black sunglasses on. And they don't answer any questions. They refuse to show any sign of human emotion or empathy. And it's just so disgusting. It's sick.
They become the machine. They are the machine at that point. They take on the persona of a book of words. And I am simply doing what the words tell
me. That's right.
I'm no longer a human being.
I'm just doing my job.
That's right.
Citizen.
Protect and serve.
Yeah.
Pay your taxes.
Yeah. Or rather, they won't say the cops are at least honest with you. They'll never call you a citizen. You're always a subject.
Yeah, that's right.
That's at least...
Always a suspect.
Yeah.
You did something wrong, son. Yeah. I'm just going to find out. Let me search that bag one.
So it's not over. John Kurtz was behind the camera.
I don't see how anyone could live without doing things wrong. I mean, the amount of laws that are out there, no one could possibly know whether or not they're not doing things wrong.
So the good news is that there are people like John Kurtz out there who are kind of influencing the way this direction is going, because otherwise you get just Food Not Bombs, which is probably more of a leftist group. But having the liberty-minded people there, they're going to be the guys that are suggesting to these folks, hey, don't take the plea deal. Don't pay these people.
Right. And one good thing about John, too, and connecting back to Porkfest, if you come to Porkfest Saturday night and you see Jordan Page there playing in the jazz hall, and just jamming out, you can thank John Kurtz because he's the reason he showed up to Porkfest.
He's sponsoring him?
Yeah, he sponsored his trip. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
So it's a free performance of Jordan Page. He's got the whole night to put on his two-hour show whenever he feels like it. So,
wow.
You know, stop by the jazz hall Saturday night. If you don't like the dance music thing, you can always come and listen to...
So there's two musical performances going on simultaneously.
Yes.
It's outstanding.
Yeah.
John Kurtz is coming back to Porkfest as well, so you'll be able to meet him in person. From my understanding, I believe Curtis was talking, the organizer of Porkfest, was talking about some sort of a civil disobedience roundtable of some sort, where folks from Orlando and D.C. with the D.C. Dance Party and New Hampshire Disobedience, maybe even some folks from Austin, Texas, coming together and just, you know, have taken questions.
Yep, that's happening.
That's
going to be Friday or Saturday.
I definitely want to be there for that.
Excellent.
So 800-259-9231. We'll tell you more about the Porcupine Freedom Festival here in a few moments, in case you haven't heard yet. More on the way here, and your calls as well. Plus, the latest on the self-immolation case. Doesn't happen too often that a human being sets themselves on fire in this country, but it happened yesterday right here in Keene, New Hampshire, and now we know why. It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
And, of course, the website, I mentioned it's free. You can, if you like, support Free Talk Live financially by shopping with us. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links there to Amazon, different countries' Amazons. You click into the right one for you. And at that point, whatever you buy at Amazon, Free Talk Live gets a portion of the sale. So whenever you need to get your shopping done online, just start through shop.freetalklive.com. Or if you want, you can click on the link for Amazon and then bookmark that link. Just go to your bookmark at that point. As long as it has that Free Talk Live code up there in the URL, which you'll see when you click on it, you're good to go. The thing about that code, though, don't let it fool you. It only shows up when you first click the link. As soon as you go elsewhere on the Amazon site, it's gone. But that's okay, because it's set a cookie on your browser with that code in it, and so that's how Amazon knows to give us the cut. So as long as you're entering through shop.freetalklive.com, you'll get the stuff you want from Amazon, great prices, free Super Saver shipping on a lot of their items that are brand new, even used items if you want to buy those too, you can do that as well, and huge selection, great customer service. Go and get your shopping done and feel good because you're helping Free Talk Live at the same time by going to shop.freetalklive.com. Now, of course, we will take your calls about anything. The news out of Orlando is that the crackdown continues with 6 people arrested yesterday for feeding people. Now, I don't know exactly what the charges are that these people are being hit with, but it's presumably some sort of an ordinance violation that usually only entails kind of a fine. And I don't know if, like in New Hampshire, here, if you've got a fine that's against you, you can pay the fine by going to jail for $50 a day.
Or you can do community service in a lot of cases.
Right. And was it you, Mark, that suggested that that people in Orlando should do community service by feeding people in the park?
I think that was
Wayne.
Yeah, Wayne. It's funny.
Which I thought was just an awesome. I mean, I don't know if Food Not Bombs is a 501c3, which is usually what's required to be a community service organization with the government.
I'm sure they can have a church send them out there.
But,
the Quakers will do it.
Yeah, but how perfect would that be to choose feeding the homeless in the park as your community service? although frequently the government will demand that they approve of your community service in advance. So they'd probably shut you down. But it'd be fun to try.
That would be very funny, though.
Yeah, it would make some great video footage. And so hopefully we're going to see, because this is all new. I mean, this is a crackdown. The Food Not Bombs people have been doing this for 5 or 6 years. And only recently the police have begun cracking down, dedicating the other day, yesterday, 20 uniformed police officers. They had at least one more undercover officer who was kind of staking the place out. So multiple officers, maybe as many as
checking out the hippies,
20,
the poor people,
22,
right.
25 people, and cracking down, arresting these folks. Hopefully, this will continue and go on into trials, and they'll burden up the court system, and we'll see those charges end up being dropped and the police back down. But as of right now, the police are continuing the crackdown. It's an incredibly difficult situation that they're dealing with out there. And when I say they, I mean the activists. The poor people are being arrested for trying to put food in people's mouths. It's disgusting what's happening to them, and we'll continue to keep you up to date as we learn more. Let's go to your phone calls, though. Robert, listening in Virginia Beach on WTAR. Hello, Robert.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, not much. First off, I want you to understand, first off the bat, I'm not a police officer. I'm not in law enforcement in any way, shape, or form. I'm a writer, okay? So as a writer, I'm a natural-born cynic, okay? And I'm 52. And I'll be honest, over the years, I've had a few times where I thought, maybe the police went a little over the edge. But I'm just trying to figure out what y'all's agenda is. I've listened to y'all a couple times on the way home on the radio, and it's almost as if you refuse to accept the fact that there are some good cops out there. And believe me, don't get me wrong, I'm not...
Well, I think I do. We try to say that there are good cops out there, but what I have found, and you said that you're a writer and that you're a natural born cynic because of that or whatever. And what you've got to understand is I do a job day in and day out where we expose the government corruption, and cops, like it or not, are the tip of the spear of big government. If government gets in your life, if it's too big, too intrusive, too overburdensome, it's cops that enforce it. They are the fist of the violence of the state against its own citizens. And so you have to, as a cop, you're accepting that role. So therefore, one has to, what kind of person is that? Some of them, I think, get into the business because they want to throw themselves in front of bullets to save 7-year-old girls. I really do believe that. But I think that one does the job for a period of time, and one gets a level of cynicism about sort of people and the way that, they're all criminals out there, right? Like, because everybody's a suspect, and you're always going, everything that a cop deals with, it always seems to be crime or the people that you buy food from.
Well, I think there's also a part of it, as you said, cynicism sort of developing over time. But when you keep doing things that you know aren't quite right, I mean, even if it isn't clear as black and white whether what you're doing is right or wrong, let's say you're just searching some kid's back because you were told, it's a backpack search here, and I'm on this patrol, so it's not right. I wouldn't like to go through my kid's back, as he says in his head, but it's okay. I'll do it to someone else's kid because, I'm just doing my job. And then over time, that sort of it wears down the humanity of a person, of the making the distinction between doing something right and doing something wrong. It's no longer about right and wrong at all. It's more about how far am I willing to go, and at what point do you really have a critical thought about whether you're doing something that's hurting people while you believe you're protecting them. It's sort of, once you realize that sort of strange paradigm in your head is completely false, then it can, break a person down, and the police, or anyone for that matter, wouldn't want to go through that, wouldn't want to live through this whole paradigm just collapsing around them and all their belief system shattering before them, because this entire illusion of the law and doing these, falling through with these policies, not so much laws anymore, as far as police policies, it's just...
No, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It just demeans the human value that a person can appreciate.
Okay, don't get me wrong. I hear everything y'all are saying, and I can appreciate that. I mean, I had to, the irony is I had a couple years now. I quit drinking about 24 years ago.
Congrats.
Okay, I just woke up one day, the hangover said, enough's enough, okay?
Hangovers stink.
You what now?
Hangovers stink.
Yeah, hangovers were not fun, okay? I just kind of, got over it one day, and I had one night, I got pulled. I think it might have been weaving. Maybe I reached for something, and the cop saw me weaving. So immediately he thinks I'm drunk, and he pulls me over. Now, this was a night where I will agree that they were a little overly officious, okay? And immediately he thinks I'm drunk, and he asked me if I'd been drinking that night. And he said, when was the last drink you had? And I told him, I said, it was about 20 years ago. And he basically called me a smart ass and proceeded to give me a field sobriety test. Now this is the wrong end. And the funny thing was, I had a bad knee at the time. And he, of course, jumped on that. And then when he figured out, once he gave me, you know, they had to recite the alphabet, I did it, obviously, very well. And he was not real thrilled. In other words, this guy just knew I was guilty, okay? And so sure. I will agree with that. There are times, I mean, this guy was just itching to take me in.
Sure he was.
And on the other hand, there have been plenty of times, just like, okay, let's put it like this. I'm Jewish, okay? But the reason I mention that is I happen to have foreign parents. I have very thick, curly hair. I have a Mediterranean complexion. So when I have...
You sound like a terrorist.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm getting at. That's what I'm getting at. I have a look. I can't help it. It's the way I look Middle Eastern, okay? And when I've been held back several times at airports and questioned, okay, and the very first time it happened to me, now, understand this is all after 9/11, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The first time it happened to me, oh, I was irritated. I was not, because I almost missed the flight, okay? And I thought, come on, guys, give me a break. I mean, look, I'm a Jew. Do I look like a terrorist to you? But then, you know, I didn't miss the flight, so I kept my mouth shut, wisely. But then the times it's happened since then, now, again, I could be a cynic and say, what are they doing? I'm obviously not a terrorist. But then again, the flip side of the coin is they're doing their job.
And that is the same excuse that the police have used for time immemorial.
It didn't work at Nuremberg.
To destroy
it doesn't work here.
Lives and to harm peaceful people. And, dude, let me tell you, I've met good cops. I know they exist. I know that there are cops that got out there to do the right thing.
Definitely.
But unfortunately, where were the good cops when they arrested six people, when 20 cops were out there arresting six people for feeding the hungry in Orlando? Which one of those cops was good?
Maybe one of those cops, a good cop, would stand up and say, you know, this is just a terrible order, and I'm not
going
to enforce it.
Good cops do good, and they don't follow bad orders, and they don't hurt peaceful people. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. And if there are good cops out there, most of them are cowering in the shadows, because if they say no to an order, they know they're going to get punished. They're scared. More coming up. Doing good requires courage. Hour 3's on the way. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.